Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about distracted thinking and obsessive-compulsive disorder, but how in many ways it affects our thinking. Jabu was a 35-year-old man who lived in a small town in the western part of Africa. He was a farmer. He enjoyed farming, but farming was hard work for him and his wife. They had one son, 8 years old. Jabu really liked his farming work, but he also knew that over the past year or so, and especially the past few months, he had a hard time focusing on his work. Even his wife and son commented on this. They said he appeared distracted. What was most bothering, though, to Jabu, was not the distracted thinking, but some habits he had developed but could not stop. In fact, the habits were only getting worse and not better regardless of what he tried. Jabu was continually washing his hands as he was concerned about getting sick from the work he was doing, and he was also constantly going back and checking to see if the work he had done was appropriate or not. He had not told anyone about this, and he was concerned they would think him strange. One day, a friend came to Jabu's house to visit and noticed that over 1 hour he washed his hand 5 or 6 times. Jabu's friend asked him why. He responded that he was concerned about getting sick from his work. This did not make sense to his friend, also a farmer. Jabu's friend then asked him what he was concerned about, as nothing had changed and he had been a farmer for years. This question caused Jabu to talk to his friend about his concerns. He mentioned his distracted thinking, constant checking on things, and constant hand washing. Jabu told his friend he did not know what to do. His friend was a nice man and much older than Jabu, in fact, about 55 years old. Jabu's friend suggested they go to the hospital and talk with the doctor about this. At first, Jabu thought he would be embarrassed in doing this, but his friend convinced him that he needed to find out what was going on. After seeing the doctor and having blood tests done, the doctor told Jabu that his symptoms were not serious in the sense of having permanent problems which would harm him. However, the doctor told Jabu that he did need to understand what was happening and work towards a solution, or he would only get worse. The doctor told Jabu and his friend that in addition to obsessive thinking, the individual with obsessive-compulsive disorder may also have compulsions. A compulsion is a behavior which the individual feels compelled to do or forced to do, even when they consciously do not feel that the behavior is necessary or appropriate. Many times, the individual will feel that they must perform the compulsive behavior or something bad may happen to them or to others that they love. The person will usually know that the behavior does not, in actuality, prevent bad things from occurring, but the person feels forced to do the behavior anyway. They understand that doing these behaviors is abnormal and usually feel that they are weird for having to do them. Because of these feelings, they generally hide the symptoms from others and do not even tell their physicians about them. Thus, they will usually go years without treatment. Jabu was amazed. This described him exactly. The doctor went on to tell Jabu that compulsive behaviors can come in several forms. The person may do one type of compulsive behavior at one time in their life, stop that behavior spontaneously, and then begin performing another type of compulsive behavior. The various types of compulsive behaviors are as follows. One of the most frequent compulsive behaviors is checking. In this compulsion, the individual feels forced to check things repeatedly. For example, the person may check locks on their doors repeatedly each day. They may feel that they have to check each lock a certain number of times. The individual feels uncertain as to whether the lock is actually locked, and this uncertainty can only be relieved by checking repeatedly. The person may feel compelled to check any number of things. This was what Jabu was doing, and in fact getting worse. He was glad to begin to see that he was not crazy, and that other people had this, and the doctor understood his problem. The doctor went on to tell Jabu that a second compulsion is called contamination fear. In this compulsion, the person is afraid of germs, dirt, or contamination. Because of this fear, they will wash their hands repeatedly during the day. They may wash their hands so frequently that their hands become dry and bleeding. The fear of contamination may also cause the individual to wash other objects or to avoid touching things for fear of contamination. Again, Jabu was amazed. This sounded so much like him. It was as if the doctor had watched him and then told his findings about Jabu. A final category of compulsive behavior the doctor told Jabu about is called ordering. This is when a person puts great importance on things being in a certain place or in a certain order. They become very disturbed when things are moved out of their place. They may spend a great deal of time moving things around to put them in the exact place or order that they feel is appropriate. The doctor then told Jabu that some compulsive behaviors fit into more than one category. The individual may have a tendency to be a perfectionist about many things. They may have a tendency to count behaviors while checking or while performing another ritual. These behaviors may also fit into attempts to ward off the obsessions mentioned earlier. Jabu thought this fit him well. The next day, Jabu's friend told him that he also had someone else who he thought could help Jabu with his problems. That person was Jesus Christ. Jabu's friend told him that he was the savior of the world. Because he was this, he could help us with our problems and give us purpose and meaning in life. He showed Jabu a place in the Bible which read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Luke 4:18-19. Jabu's friend explained that Jesus had the Spirit of God on him, and as such, he could help him to be released from his sin and his problems. Jabu was very interested in this. Jabu and his friend had no more time to discuss Jesus Christ. As they parted, Jabu's friend gave him a Bible and showed him some places to read. The following day, they returned to the hospital to talk with the doctor. As Jabu and his friend resumed their discussion with the doctor, he told them it is very important to remember that the person who is suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder understands that these behaviors are abnormal, may try to resist the behaviors or thoughts that seem to be unable to do so. They do not simply choose to do these things, and therefore they cannot simply choose to stop them. The doctor told them that recent research supports the idea that obsessive compulsive disorder has a biological cause. There appears to be a genetic basis, since persons with close relatives who have obsessive compulsive disorders have a higher chance of getting the disorder themselves. Jabu asked if there was any treatment for this disorder. Fortunately, the doctor said there are effective treatments for this disorder. Several medications that were originally designed for the treatment of depression have also been found to be very effective for obsessive-compulsive disorder. When patients take these medications, they will frequently find the need to perform the compulsive behaviors reduced significantly. Because of the reduced symptoms, patients will experience a reduction in anxiety and will usually find that their lives are much more positive. A second treatment that has been found to be very effective is counseling. In counseling, the person is first helped to understand the nature of the obsessions and compulsions. Then the person is helped to go through a series of exercises called exposure and response prevention. In these exercises, the patient is helped to do the opposite of what the compulsion would usually lead them to do. Jabu was very encouraged by the news of the treatment options. After discussing them more with the doctor, he decided to at present not take the medication and focus on the counseling options and exercises. As Jabu and his friend left the doctor's office, Jabu asked his friend again about this person, Jesus Christ. Though Jabu did not know much about Jesus Christ, he did know from what he read he needed help and wanted to accept Jesus Christ into his life to save him from his sin, which he believed was at the root of all his problems. Jabu's friend showed him a place in the Bible which read, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is a gift from God, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. His friend explained that we trust in God's work through Jesus Christ on the cross, as he died on the cross for our sins. If we believe this, and that he rose from the dead, we will be saved. Jabu believed this. Jabu's friend asked him to pray this prayer after him. "Dear Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I know that my sin has separated me from you. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I also believe that after you died, 3 days later you rose from the dead. I ask that you forgive my sins and come into my life to give me a new life. Thank you for doing this. Amen." After Jabu accepted Jesus Christ into his life, he had more and more peace and purpose. He learned how to control worry, anxiety, and other problems through reading God's Word. Slowly, over time, he had less and less problems with his obsessive thoughts. You too can have the same new life in Jesus Christ if you will also ask him into your life, as Jabu did.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life Series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.